Now, today's reading from Isaiah reassures us that God is with us. We are not to fear. And God calls us by name, and we belong to God. What beautiful words, I thought, for a send-off. It seems perfect for Barbara and Don. Don't you think those words are just a beautiful blessing and send-off for them? Sometimes we are called, though, to go places we didn't plan on going and to do ministry that we had not envisioned we would do. But God reassures us that we are not alone and God will guide our path. Now, all of us here at the Church of the Roses are so grateful that Dawn and Barbara and her mom and brother and Hunter and the horses all survived the fires. But it is okay to be sad. God allows lament to happen too, as you can see in the Psalms. And we have to say goodbye as we move north, as they move north. I want to go with them, actually, as they move north. But we trust that we will see them again too. And know that God has a wonderful ministry up in the Red Bluff area waiting for them there too. And so these words from Isaiah 43 are so beautiful that they were put to song. And so the sermon today will be in song rather than in the words of a sermon. And this is our other gift to Barbara and Don. When Deborah Baker and I talked about giving something special for a going away for Barbara, Deborah called Alan Petker, this amazing, wonderful composer and conductor and musician, and he agreed to create a special piece of sacred music for them with Barbara's name on it. And so this is how you're being called by name by God, too. And the Sonoma Valley Chorale also contributed to the funds for this special composition, and so some of the members of the chorale are here, too, today now. And so this is Alan Petker and our choir, along with some special friends of Barbara, presenting this sacred musical creation, especially for Barbara. And the musical printout will always have these words at the top of the page above the title. It says, "This anthem is dedicated to Barbara McElroy for her many years of joyful service as Director of Music at the Presbyterian Church of the Roses and as Associate Director of the Sonoma Valley Chorale. Her dedication to and love of music has been an inspiration for many. Even through the flame, her life is a living reflection of God's loving presence." And this is based on Isaiah 43, "I have called you by name," is the title. So, Alan, take it away. Thank you. Yeah, Barbara, it would be good probably for you to sit down here and you can enjoy it from down below.
And Hunter.
Oh,
wonderful blessing. Thank you, Alan, for creating such a beautiful piece that will live forever.